The courage work this physician did helped him find his courage as a leader. He returned to his job, identified colleagues who shared his concern, and working together over a period of months, they were able to establish a penalty-free zone for the reporting of medical errors, a major systemic step toward helping hospitals do no harm. I hope that this story gives you a glimpse of what I mean when I say that courage work touches not only leaders, but also their workplaces and the people they serve. Because of this book, you need not attend a Courage and Renewal event to be touched this way. Shelley has done a masterful job of extracting the principles and practices on which our programs are based, and of showing, via well-framed ideas and vivid stories of real people in a variety of leadership roles, how they have been, and can be, applied by individuals and groups in workaday life. A final thought, before I get out of the way and let Shelley carry on. One of the most important notions we deal with in courage work is this. No matter how much devotion and courage leaders bring to important tasks, their jobs are never done. We will forever stand in the tragic gap, the gap between the hard realities around us and what we know to be possible, because we see it with our own eyes from time to time.